Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope podcast with your host, Jason. And today we are bringing the Hope series back to you with the P for passion. Shane and I share some awesome things that we are passionate about and just kind of some ways that you can find some passion if you're lacking that in your life.
We truly are excited about the Hope series that we have thought about this and sharing it with you guys. We really strongly feel that it's something that is inside of us. Passion happens to be one of those. So we're really excited to share this part with you. Please listen in. Thank you again for our listeners. You really, truly inspire us and keep us going. So thank you. And here's passion.
Welcome to the Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope podcast with your host, Jason. Shane and I are bringing to you today the letter P from our Hope series, which is passion. So how do we find our passion? How do we do that? I kind of want to go back to one of our guests that we've had on our show, and Priya Kumar, who was from India, and she brought up something really, really cool. And she said, if you want to have passion, take money out of the equation. And seriously, is that not the truth or what? Think about what you guys would do or what you could accomplish if money just was not it, right? Like if you took money out, Shane, what would you do? What kind of things would you take part in?
I would travel.
Yeah, exactly. And so would I, right? Because that I'm totally passionate about traveling. And so I just want you guys to think about that. What kind of things would you do if money was not a factor and it wasn't in the equation? So Gary Vaynerchuk, who often is called Gary V because a lot of people can't pronounce his last name, but he's an American Belarusian entrepreneur. And he said, skills are cheap. Passion is priceless. And I just thought that was really cool because yeah, we can learn a skill and it's pretty easy to get, right? But how hard is it to get passion and keep that passion and let it continue to drive you? And I think that's really it.
What I wanted to talk about was the word passion. And I looked into it a little bit. And from it, if you look at it from Greek and Latin meaning, it's to suffer. And I thought, that's interesting. To suffer means passion. But think about it. When you're developing your passion, whatever it is, you have, in order to build that passion, it's going to come with a cost. It's going to come with some suffering. You know, it might take you forever to find your passion, but I just thought that was so fascinating that the word in Greek and Latin means to suffer. And I think we have to go through some suffering to get to our passion. Let me give you an example. So we love to travel. We talk about that a lot. But growing up, we didn't travel a whole lot. I had to learn that that was my passion. Sometimes I can't live out my passion. I can't travel every weekend because, well, I don't have enough money. But so I have to suffer through some of that in order to see my passion through. I just thought that was so fascinating to see it from that side or that perspective. The other side is the passion that we typically think about, which is an intense enthusiasm towards something or a compelling desire to do something. I mean, that's my passion of traveling is just that. I love to do it. I don't think I was born with it. I don't think anybody is born with any passion. You have to find it within you. You know, when I was growing up, a little child, I loved to play soccer. I had baseball cards that I collected. I had Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, yeah.
When I was thinking about this, I remember sitting at the table with Grammy and talking about Dodger baseball. She would be reading the newspaper and she'd be, hey, do you know about this player? And she taught me to be passionate about Dodger baseball. And it still lives within me today. I can't see enough, as many Dodger games as I want to live, especially right now. But I love taking my family to Dodger Stadium. And it brings me back to my childhood when we sat in the stadium watching Ron Say and Steve Garvey and Dusty Baker and all of those phenomenal players. That she allowed me to see the passion in Dodger baseball that I have today. Now, you know, it could be people could have a passion for animals or art or hobbies like dancing or singing or writing or yoga, anything. But I don't believe that we are born with that. I think we have to develop it, and we have to go through that suffering, like I talked about, to develop that passion. Howard Thurman was an American author, a philosopher, an educator, and a civil rights leader. And he said this: don't worry about what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And I think that cannot be more true than it is right now. I think we see so many people that are not coming alive. They're just going through life just almost robotically. And I think if we have something that we're passionate about, anything, hopefully you can hear it in our voice when we talk about travel and that passion, that really is a passion of ours. And if we don't focus too much on what the world needs and what we think the world needs, and that we come alive, we're going to be much more passionate simply about living life.
I love that you brought up Grammy, because she is an awesome individual, and sad that I can't spend as much time with her anymore, obviously, because she's passed on. But
right,
I think you brought up that in my life, one of the things that Grammy was super passionate about was swimming. And she, I'll never forget, she was the one that taught me how to swim. Grammy was a fish. And so she was super passionate about the water. I mean, Grammy was passionate about a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's where some of our passion comes from, is from some of the things that she taught us. And I think that's why Shane and I really love to swim so much, is because Grammy would always, we would always swim, whether that was in the ocean or in her pool that she had in her backyard. But we would all, I swear, every time I saw Grandma, she was always in her swimming suit and we were swimming.
Yep.
That's what I remember. And so I think that's true. It's like, find something that you really love. And I think a lot of times it's like going back to your childhood. What is that thing that you did as a child that you don't do now that you were passionate about? And then what's stopping you from continuing those things? Shane and I love Dodger baseball. We got that from Grammy. We also love swimming. We got that from Grammy when we were kids. And so I think a lot of times it's about, you know, what was it when you were a child, and why aren't you doing that thing now? What is stopping you from having that passion? I think a passion is like a fire that's within inside you, right? That you just, nobody can extinguish. And that you don't want to extinguish. Ignite that fire and let it burn within you. I also want to bring up something that I was thinking about too, as I was thinking about passion. I think it kind of goes back to another episode that we recorded with Benita Condi. And she said this, and I think it has to do with passion as well, is that when we put our blinders on, is that thing we're passionate about just right here and we can't see it? We just have to take these blinders off to be able to see that thing that we're passionate about. Typically, it's right in front of you. So if you don't have a passion or can't find one, or are wondering, how do I get more passion? It might just be right in front of you. You just have to open that fear up a little bit, maybe, to find that passion, that thing that you're super, super passionate about.
Yeah, I think too often we get comfortable in our comfort zone and we think, well, we don't need passion in order to live. And I would strongly disagree. I think that's why we're talking about passion. That's why it's part of our Hope series, because we strongly believe that in order to live life and come alive, you have to have something you're passionate about. It doesn't have to be many things. It can, but if you're passionate about one thing, then it's going to help you. So have you ever thought about your passion being something, a tool to motivate and inspire others? Mm. Think about that. I honestly believe sometimes the passion that burns within us is a motivational tool and an inspiration for other people. So you and I have talked to quite a few motivational speakers, and they inspire us because of their story and the thing they've gone through. So let me offer three ways that you can find your passion. Number one is eliminate the noise. I talk about that a lot. And when I say that, I mean eliminate the small, simple noise that is around you all day, every day. Right now, it could be an electronic device. It could be your phone, computer, something. And for a moment, set that noise aside so that you can find your passion within you. Number two is take the intern approach. And when I say that, when we were kids, we would just do something. We would jump in the pool and we'd swim, and then we found our passion would be swimming. And I think too often as adults, we think too much about it and we don't take the approach like I'm suggesting as an intern. So when I say that, I mean an intern is just going to do something because they're not paid for it, or they're just doing it because they want to, right? So take that approach, do something until you start to gain a more interest in that thing. And then you're going to find more passion in that. If you don't find passion in it, that's okay, because you can just go on to the next thing. The third and final thing that I want to suggest to find passion within you is be persistent. If you have a passion for travel, for art, for singing, don't let it die. Keep it alive by being persistent and consistent with that. So if yours is singing, maybe share it with others. Sing for other people so that maybe you're inspiring them to find passion within them. Nelson Mandela was the president of South Africa for a few years. So I want to point out that he spent 27 years of his life in prison. It's almost a third of his life. And he said this, so profound: there is no passion to be found playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. Remember, this man spent almost a third of his life in prison, and he's focused on passion and the life that you're capable of living. So I honestly believe if you find a passion, something that will allow you to live life more fully, that you're going to see life totally and completely different.
I love that quote. That's an awesome quote to live by, and that is pretty profound. I, as you were kind of talking, it took me back a little bit to, again, to our childhood, and maybe this will kind of spark a little memory in your mind, but one of the things that Shane and I are passionate about is music. We love music. We love listening to music, things like that. And I think it goes back to, I'll never forget this. Shane used to have this notebook that he would keep the top 100 songs, right? Yep. And so we would sit there with our radio and we would lay on the floor, and Shane would write the top 100 songs, counting down, right, to the top song. I don't know if you remember that or not. Or
I do.
But I loved doing that, because we would listen to the whole song, you know, and then write the next one. And you're talking 100 songs, the top 100 hits, right, of the day. And they would play them, you know, all the way until number one. And you'd have to listen, right? If you missed one, we just hated that. And so I think, again, it goes back to finding that thing that you're passionate about and continuing it along. Sorry, can't speak today. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, I think that is it, is find that thing that you love. I love music, so I love musicals, and I love listening to music. It's something that is a very large part of my life. And so I think that's really it. Think about these questions. You know, Shane had three things. I got kind of three things that I want you to think about too, but they're really more questions than they are kind of things to live by. But I want you to think about them as I ask these questions. But what compels you to want to do something? That's your passion. What can you talk about for hours and never feel like you're talking too much? That is your passion. What leaves you thirsty and craving for more? That is your passion. So I want you to think about those three questions. And whatever you answer to those questions, that's your passion. That's what you need to go after. Shane and I could talk for hours about love and kindness and things like that. And that's what we're passionate about. So that's really what we're trying to you know, bring to you guys. We're also passionate about vacations and swimming. And that's what we've brought to you, is because those are the things that we're passionate about. Hunter S. Thompson, an American journalist, said, "Anything that gets your blood racing is probably worth doing." And I 100% agree. If it gets you up in the morning and it gets you moving in the day, then you should probably do that thing. And it's probably your passion. And so I just want you to think about that. I really want you guys to find your passion if you haven't found it. And if you haven't, think long and hard about these questions, these things that Shane and I are asking that will help you to find that passion in your life.
That's awesome. You took me back quite a ways. good old Casey Kasem with the top 100. Yeah. And yeah, that notebook. I'm pretty sure I don't have that anymore.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But
if you
did. it certainly brought me back to those great times. And I think that did help with developing a passion for music. I wish I could sing better. Let me promise something, because then I'll hold myself to it. Yeah. And you guys can too. So I promise at some point in a podcast, I will sing.
Awesome. Let's do it. We should do that.
That will not be today, but I promise you, because I love to sing. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I really honestly love to sing. I think sometimes I lack the self-confidence in my voice, or I think maybe other people might not think that I sound so good, but I don't need to worry about that. If it really is my passion, I need to share it. So let's promise someday I will sing for you guys. we really are very excited about the Hope series. Part of this is Overcome. I mean, Passion, Overcome was last, but we really strongly believe that you have to have a passion for life. Now, it has been said of me, when I'm talking about sports, that my voice gets a little bit louder and I get a little bit more aggressive about things. It's because I'm passionate about sports. Yeah. Because I've found that when I watch athletes, they inspire me to become a better person. That doesn't mean that I feel like I'm going to be the best athlete. They just inspire me because they're sharing their passion about what they're doing with me. So that's all I'm saying, is that if the thing that is inside of you burns so deep that you, like Jason said, you can talk about it for hours and you not get tired of it, or you talk about sports like I do and you get a little bit more excited about it, follow your passion. Take that passion and live life, and it will be so much more better than you could ever imagine. We strongly believe that in order to have a great life and come alive, that you have to have one thing or multiple things that you're passionate about and live life that way.
This is Sprinkled with Hope. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend.
If you like our podcast, please give us a review or rating.